I'm John, he is Matt, also Andrew. Music sucks, here we go.
My brother and my sister.
Hey,
wow.
Whoa.
Podcast, wow.
Music podcast.
Podcast?
We haven't done this in a while.
Yeah, no. Not since, like, we took 3 days to figure out what was better, women or Ariel Pink.
We also haven't written...
we wrote a thing, right, Andrew? You wrote a thing.
I did, tennis.
I used to play tennis. Tennis is pretty cool.
That went up maybe about a month ago.
January 14th, I believe.
Okay, 3 weeks ago.
Sweet Christ.
I wrote it about a month ago.
So we unofficially took January off.
Yeah.
At the Fowler offices have been buying hookers.
Yeah.
So we've been
Charlie Sheen, courtesy of Charlie Sheen.
Yeah.
Right.
He gave us the shitty ones, though.
As it turns out, our funder, Charlie Sheen. So there's just hookers and blowers.
Yeah, I don't think we've ever disclosed that to the public.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, my cubicle is literally just filled with cocaine.
Yeah.
I can't get inside of it. I just have to sniff my way through. Which, by the time I get to my desk, I can't write anything because I'm talking dragons. So,
yeah.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
I guess we'll
record this podcast about music. That's what we'll do.
We're all on blow right now.
Start this off by saying how sad I am to finally realize that LCD Sound System is fucking over.
They're over? Yeah, dude. Okay, I wasn't
playing the last show April 2nd.
This Is Happening was supposed to be the last album.
Oh, okay.
It's finally catching up with me. And I'm at that point where I'm like, should I pay the amount of money to go to New York and see this show and wear black and white just to see them play off?
If you like them enough, yeah.
I do like them enough. I don't know what I should do.
I'd do it.
Coachella.
I can't go to that. I'd realize that I'd already spent like $300 something getting there.
Yeah.
I would have to pay for like flight.
Right.
And that would be another $160.
I thought you already had your tickets.
Yeah, no, he has.
I want to be able to go to PowerCon.
Right.
So
you're going to scalp the ticket and go to PowerCon.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how the ticket thing is going to work, and I guess now this means I have to sell my ticket, which means, again, I'm missing Kanye West.
Woo! Just go. Did you miss the Dash Races concert?
Yeah, I did.
All right, folks.
Yeah, it was awesome. Jer has not been on Mesa College campus for 6 years, so where I told him to meet was totally not a place that existed anymore for his memory. They moved it. So I stood around on campus. He walked around campus for an hour. We somehow managed to not see each other, and then we missed the concert.
That, man, you have shitty luck.
Dude, fucking tell me about it.
That happened to me before. Also, apparently we're going to be okay for Death From Above 1979 at some point.
Yeah.
Because it seems like they're actually full on.
Yeah.
So, hey.
And something about going to Coachella one day alone does not seem right.
Yeah, I'm sorry, dude.
I'll think about it. Because, goddammit, I've already missed Kanye West once. So
I've missed Kanye West once as well. And when he announces when/if he announces his tour after that album comes out, immediately going to get a ticket, no matter where it is in the next 3 hours of my vicinity.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just try going solo. Meet new people.
Yeah. That's a thing I'm good at, talking to strangers.
Oh, I need to get a stereo system for my car.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Right.
I need to get that as well, and I need to be able to pay for a computer for school because I don't have a laptop.
Well, Farrakhan is obviously the priority.
Right. Yeah, Farrakhan is my priority because then I can have all that stuff.
Right.
My schedule for summer is going to be so weird because I'm supposed to be going into the Philippines. Summer too.
Okay,
so it turns out the timing for Farrakhan is going to be reliant on Matt.
Because I'm pretty much good for any week during the summer. If I have a job, I will just need to let them know.
May to August, I'm good. Whatever. Like May,
actually, even August for me, yeah. I feel.
May 29th to August, like you... Okay, so we'll talk about this off the air, because let's not give the stalkers any plans.
Yeah, no stalkers. Yeah, stalkers don't appear at this... Don't appear at blank, 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 blank at, right. On June 20th.
Through August the 20th.
Also, it's not happening June 20th. We don't know yet.
That's just a long-range estimate.
Just don't go down here. It sucks.
Speaking of breakups... Them White Stripes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I did a little dance when I read about this. I got up and danced.
I did a Meg White drum beat.
So you just kind of slapped things around you randomly?
So I did nothing.
Yeah.
I'm sad because making fun of Meg White has been the thing I've been doing for years. Yeah, I've been And now it's not as fun anymore because she doesn't do stuff.
Meg can use it.
Oh, Meg, if you want, you can use it. Like,
what is she going to use?
Is Jack White the worst human being?
Now, why, though?
Why?
I want to know.
Why is
Jack
White the worst human being? Because he's the
most
fucking insincere bastard I've ever met in my life. And I live with Dave.
He's kind of a dick.
Oh, jeez.
I say met.
Yeah,
he seems kind of a dick. When someone came to him and said... Hey, we're thinking about making a movie with three guitarists, and we've already got The Edge. And he said yes.
I watched that last weekend. And something fell out of place with it. I was like, why is...
That's because he's from Jack U2.
White. Yeah.
No, well, and Jack White, though. Well,
also, I hate U2.
They're obviously bad.
Yeah.
Okay, so my math class last semester, someone was talking about... going cross-country to see U2, and the justification for this was, come on, man, it's U2. It was like, oh, for fuck's sake.
Come on, it's U2.
Oh,
you are
God.
Old, and you are ruining everything.
Bono. Bono.
What about Bono?
Bono. I don't know.
Bono. Okay.
But it's Bono.
And then?
Okay, Bono. Uh-huh. The best thing he's ever done is given money to Africans. So.
Yeah, they still have all the AIDS.
They still have AIDS.
Hey, Bono, they still have AIDS. You're doing it wrong.
Your buddy did do it. They still have AIDS. Why can't you solve AIDS?
Bill Gates is close to cracking polio, so, like, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah, and, you know, we don't need that anymore.
Yeah.
He doesn't know.
Yeah, polio's not even really a thing. God damn it, Bill Gates fixed it. Yeah. Yeah. So, like, what the...
Don't tell him, guys. Don't tell him it's fixed.
Well, it's not fixed in, like, some... Well, never mind.
It's fixed...
did you guys hear about that country that... this tribe of people that has never made contact with the outside world that we met?
Okay. Well, then never is not like some, the...
It's kind of weird. It's just, like...
Utah?
The idea that there are still maybe undiscovered, like, locations with, like... undiscovered technologies with just people like living in like it's pretty nuts to me. I don't know, it's just, it really wakes you up.
What?
Anyhow,
yeah,
you know what else wakes me up?
For a convention.
Yeah, fuck it. Yeah, that's what wakes me up.
Who could win a rabbit by Animal Collective and waking up in the wrong way. That's what I meant, really.
Remember when we started a show with Colton David? And that was going to be the show where we got all our stupid bullshit out of the way.
We're talking about music.
We could record a music podcast. Well, boy, that's fucking flopped on its face,
hasn't
it?
Well, I was going to segue into James Blackman. Oh, okay. You just said furry. Okay, it was a bad segue anyway.
Hey, Matt, what wakes you up?
When my brother and sister don't talk to me, but I don't blame them. All right, let's go.
Because I dress in a lion suit and hump men.
It's
implicit.
So, James Blake...
So let's talk about James Blake.
I don't know about my love.
Yeah.
I don't know about my
love. I don't know about my loving anymore.
That is a great album.
Yeah, that... Okay, early front runner for Album of the Year. Strong,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it was... That and Destroyer? Like,
Destroyer.
Giant diarrhea shit on Destroyer.
Oh, whatever. Destroyer's awesome. But yeah, that
no,
Destroyer...
No, that's
like...
the problem. Destroyer's awesome. They're not good.
Shut up.
Would it be awesome if someone tried to make another David Bowie record? Oh, man, that would be awesome. You know what would be awesome is to drink 3-4 Locos and then headbutt a pregnant woman. That'd be awesome.
That actually sounds better than Destroyer, even though I like Destroyer.
That, I want to do that while listening to Destroyer.
I want
to.
Yeah, see, like the best again, awesome. Bad. Awesome is not a good thing.
I like it being awesome, though.
Yeah, James Blake. Fuck.
Also, James Blake.
James Blake is good. He kind of hits this weird point between R&B and noise rock, and it's very interesting, I feel.
Like the end of, what's the end of the one song that we are slightly not making fun of?
Wilhelm Scream?
No, it was a Wilhelm Scream, but it got to the point at the end where he has a lot of build-up during the song. Yeah, Never Learned to Share.
Wilhelm Scream does the same thing, too, at the end. It kind of explodes. Like
Kind of, but then it actually turns on into a full-on dubstep song near the end of, like, Never Learned to Share.
Right.
Yeah.
And,
which is cool. Like,
it
really is
a very
awesome.
Kind of cold album, but in a human way. I don't know if that makes a lot of sense, but
no, it does. It's the cold side of us.
It's not that. It's just this echoey thing. It doesn't. It's not. Words.
It's an that album's pretty emotional.
Yeah, definitely, like, it's pretty rawly emotional too.
It's soul. Like honestly, I don't like throwing that word around a lot.
Right.
But that guy can produce it.
Yeah. It's just a soul album. It's not a lot of amazing soaring metaphors. It's just kind of
he's experimenting with sound. Like he isn't like this guy, he's been producing for only 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Like he only just started learning how to do it 3 years ago.
Right.
And he has grasped onto this like this ability like a fucking bull. By the horns. Also, that was lame what I just did there. But anyway, he's really, really good at what he does, mm-hmm. and I feel like he can only get better. Because
right.
over the last, like, I listened to the EPs that he'd made, just kind of like experimental dubstep mm-hmm. shit. And there is an evolution throughout each EP that, like, shows me that, holy shit, he could make an amazing second album. Yeah. Like, he's going nowhere but up, I feel.
Right.
I don't know.
I
think at some parts, I don't know if I was bothered by his heavy use of repetition, but just the way he builds upon it was good.
It's a dubstep background.
Yeah. The thing is that, this is the thing, I always say repetition is actually, when I think about music, I think repetition is perfectly fine as long as you kind of build upon it. And I think that's the best way, each song I feel like always builds really well like that. I like those songs that are kind of like, they feel like they're droning, but they build in that crescendo, and he does that really well. Also, his vocals are
incredible. They're really good.
Kind of like Aaron Neville, almost.
Right.
Like really.
What's the one song where it's sort of just like, Give Me My Month. That's the one where his vocals sound like, geez.
Yeah.
Like, that's where he sounds like he's an actual
singer. Vocals
singer.
Sound like, geez, Andrew Hoverson, Fowler.net.
Put it on the box.
Vocals sound like geez, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like whoa?
No, like geez.
Like geez. Like gangsters?
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds like his voice sounds like a bunch of gangsters.
His voice sounds like a G.
That's how awesome it is.
Yeah. Like a G6, like a G6.
His voice sounds like a G6, so it's like...
It's like a G6.
His voice sounds like the G20 convention.
Oh. his voice sounds like I don't have anything else. God damn it,
G's and crackers.
His voice sounds like
G's and crackers is the name of my new rap album.
His voice sounds like God. Yeah. There we go.
No, that's Waka Flocka Flame. Didn't you read the review on?
Oh yeah, he. Yeah.
What the fuck?
He goes hard in the paint. What does that mean? Yeah. I don't know.
He's like really good at painting. Like walls.
He's really good. He's an artist. He's an artist. I get it now. Except he sucks.
Except for that part, you got it.
Waka flocka.
Waka, waka, flocka, waka, waka,
waka, waka, waka, waka, waka.
Oh my god.
Still haven't made that my ringtone. Still thinking about it.
I'm thinking about making that my default ringtone for people who don't have custom ringtones for stupid songs that remind me of them. Like, I put, What's the song? I put Beat on the Brat for a kid I beat up once. Yeah.
That's
anyway.
Yeah.
No, it's awesome.
He's a brat, and I beat his ass. But we're pals.
Yeah. Minus the baseball bat. Minus the baseball bat.
Was he the one that pooped on your door?
I'm hoping it was that guy, because then I have a chance to beat him up again, right. And then I could have, like, a beat on the Brat remix. This is her next ringtone.
Yeah. Callback.
So James Blake's pretty good. I guess that's what that was all about.
Yeah.
Yep.
Why Don't You Call Me is a good track. I want that. I want to be that track. If I were... Like, if I could become a song, I'd be Why Don't You Call Me.
Yeah.
Put that on the back of the box.
I find Measurements maybe the best way to end that album.
Yeah.
Like, just the way that is a conclusion song. I don't know.
It is.
I just feel like that album's really well constructed. Like, Linsfarne, that is a really cool, like it takes forever for it to build up, which is nice that he separates the songs, but I feel like I kind of want it to be in one package. That's the one complaint I have. I wish Linsfarne was just Linsfarne. But other than that really makes no difference whether or not it's a separate track or not. But that is... I'm actually trying to remember, a lot of that album, because the last time I listened to it was last week. Right. And I've listened to that album a lot. I just get confused near a lot of the second half of the album, what each song's called again.
Well, why don't we stop stammering about it and agree that it's good, and then move on to other things we've been listening to?
Okay.
Let's do that. Matt, you sound most... You sound most not happy about this idea, so you get to go first.
Oh. Shut up. I haven't been listening to anything new, is the thing.
Well, it doesn't have to be new, just anything.
Yeah,
like, I was getting ready to talk about Yesayer for a while there, and I think I still am, but...
Are you going to talk about... Wait, are you talking about All Our Symbols?
All Our Symbols, yeah, I listened to that.
Because I listened to that again last week, too.
Yeah.
Because some kid was talking to me about how he never heard that album, and I was like, fucking A, dude.
Yeah.
I was the same reaction that you told me when I hadn't heard it yet.
Yeah. Odd Blood is so fucking terrible.
I miss songs like 2080.
Yeah.
And
the thing that
Wait
came to
summer.
Me about listening through Yesayer again is that that's a really top-heavy album.
Yeah,
and that I do.
It kind of ends at all weird.
Yeah. I used to like Forgiveness a whole bunch, and then like apparently this listen through is like, no, it's not so much. It's a little more grating than I remembered.
It's like now my favorite song is like either Wait for the Summer or 2080.
It's,
I can't tell.
2080. Let me solve that for you.
All right. Yeah, that's what I've usually come to the conclusion of. It's like when I try to decide what my favorite song... You won't get this, but when I try to decide what my favorite song on Pinkerton is, it usually is between Tired of Sex or The Good Life.
All right.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Those like the last songs I even think of.
Really? Oh, damn it.
El Scorcho is pretty good.
I hate Tired of Sex.
Really?
And The Good Life. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I didn't like either of them.
All right, I won't argue with that. Anyway, songs... Also, I don't know if you guys know this, Songs from the Black Hole. You guys heard about that?
No.
It was their album that they were going to try to make after the Blue Album, before in between that and Pinkerton. And so, it was like a space concept album where they're like talking about like a lot of their lyrics involve space. So this is basically a bootleg, incomplete album. And it's probably the second best Weezer album already, even though it's incomplete. It has, like, half the songs from Pinkerton on it.
Right.
But a lot of it's, like, super demo, like, demo lo-fi recording. And it's kind of, and it kind of fits for the whole, like, I don't know, space theme? I don't know. It could have been something really cool. It's not ambitious in any way. It's just the theme. It's just the idea of being lost, I guess. I don't know.
I tried to worry for Wilco yesterday. I'm Trying to Break Your Heart.
Yeah.
They don't seem like people I would want to talk to ever. I don't know. They just...
Why?
How do I put it? They're a little... They have formed into one ass, and they're all up it. It's...
I like their music.
Hey, Yankee Hotel Foxtrot is one of the greatest albums ever made.
Yeah.
So,
but I don't
maybe
want to talk to
I'm them. The jerk for saying they shouldn't be like that because it made that album.
Yeah.
At the same time, never want to hang out with any of those dudes.
Mm-hmm.
But they're older than I am. That's how this is supposed to work.
So did you ever listen to Tennis?
Tennis? No, I haven't yet.
Okay. It's some good pop music.
All right.
It's my big debate with that album was like, okay, what's it going to be? Is it going to be, like, my fear of that album was mainly throughout that review was whether or not it was going to be the same issue I was going to have with Best Coast.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the lack of variety and just, like, insane rote annoyance that just kept on occurring throughout Crazy for You. That doesn't really happen in Cape Dora, which I was actually really pleased about. It. Like, it doesn't do anything particularly, like, ambitious, but... Mm-hmm. It's nice for, like, a few listens. It's really cool.
Yeah, I just recently heard a Best Coast song all the way through. And...
For the first time?
Yeah. No, like, well, here's the thing. With music I don't like, I usually get so angry that I either leave or just stop it from playing. Really, I should just do the second one. That's more productive.
I usually end up just listening to Stevie Wonder.
Best Coast really is, like... I mean, Alone, like, I tried to listen to the whole album, I couldn't, but, like, those songs individually are really good, because they're, like, they're really good, they're good songs.
If you don't think that those other songs exist.
Yeah, because when you start listening to all the songs in succession, you start to see the formula behind it.
Right. Like, I was talking to someone about, it was a good, like, experiment for, like, me, it was an unintentional experiment. Someone had been listening to that album, and I had decided maybe after the first listen that that was bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Basically what she should do is just make EPs that sound like garbage.
Right.
And like leave it from there. But apparently no one else wants her to do that because she's gaining this giant teenage girl.
No. Pitchfork is giving her a giant teenage girl. Let's not.
No, they're giving... Are they giving her a giant teenage fan base? Because
who gave a fuck about Best Coast before Pitchfork started screaming?
What about Crazy?
About
well, yeah, that's how it happens. But then it just devolves, and like when they do that, it devolves into something else,
right?
Yeah, which is basically their new fan base, which is teenage girls that I know. It's like, hey, have you heard Boyfriend? I'm like, yeah, I heard that song maybe about like 8 months ago.
Yeah.
I've been listening to a lot of older stuff. Yeah. Want me to talk
about
it?
The EPs are okay.
I don't.
They didn't carry a ton of promise.
John from Fowler.net. Put that on the back of the box.
John from Fowler.net.
John from Fowler.net.
Ah.
Yeah. Yeah, we should just write reviews entirely as onomatopoeia.
The subtext. The subtext.
Brr, 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 brr. Ding. Winner.
High Violet by the National.
We should do that.
Yeah.
But we should not do that.
No.
Congratulations, MGMT.
Yeah.
It will get more reviews done if we do it like that.
We might actually.
We need to start going high concept. And by high concept, I mean super fuck lazy. Because writing about ideas is hard. Yeah.
It's fucking hard.
I have this Best Coast. Sorry. This British Sea Power review. Sea Power? This is what sucks about having a lisp. Yeah. No.
British sheep power?
I just have a huge fucking tongue. And it's not, like, long, it's just wide. All right. It's really inconvenient. It doesn't do anything good for me. It just makes it hard to swallow pills and shit. What are we talking about? Oh, British sea power.
British
right,
sea power.
That album is a lot like having a tongue too large for your mouth. It's not very good. And...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good when you can, like, you know... have a tongue, but then when you start to realize it's big.
Yeah, that album is not...
It kind of goes a little downhill.
Excuse me.
It's the opposite of great. And I'm trying to articulate why. Yeah.
Totally. I enjoy the album artwork.
actually, what I came out of that album thinking is that, man, I really slept on Do You Like Rock Music. That album's really good.
Yeah.
At the time, yeah. Zox, but
a lot of people hate
given
that.
Given the new output, man, that album's
but
awesome.
When I started listening to British Sea Power, the entire knowledge I would like to have of British Sea Power is the decline of British Sea Power.
Yeah.
Which is
amazing. Has led to a series of constant disappointments, and which is the theme of my review.
Yeah.
They
have cool album arts. I like theirs.
Yeah, they should be better than they are.
Yeah.
They are obviously talented, and they obviously want to make music,
but a lot more swearing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, hella swearing, for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
I got some albums. Someone talks about some albums I've been listening to. Let's
do it.
Do that. Let's see. Someone told me to listen to Symbols of Guitars.
Okay.
What the fuck?
Getting pretty Modest Mouse in here.
That shit's pretty great. I don't know what the thing... Like, okay. There's trumpets over distorted guitars, and that makes me happy.
Right.
But...
That's kind of cool.
I'm not sure what my problem is, but every time I, like, see them, like, live performances, I get frustrated. Because the singer's horrible.
Yeah.
I don't know why that bothers me so much.
Because you're a singer.
And it drives me insane.
Right, yeah.
I want you to sing
I'm a bassist. Drummers make me want to murder people. So, like, I'm really particular about rhythm. I know, yeah, no, this is how making music works.
That's why we drummers need you. Keep us in check.
Yeah.
It's your job.
It is my job.
I started being a bass player for a band recently, so...
Yeah.
I feel
go
you,
for
man.
It. I might invest in bass in the next couple years.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a good idea.
No,
You already have a keyboard. You can make
I know,
synth
but I don't.
Bass.
I want to actually head make in like at some point. I would use it. Like I wouldn't get like an expensive one. I just needed to make something a little more organic. I don't know.
Acoustic bass.
I would think.
I've
about
been using.
That.
I've been making bass lines on keyboard for a little while, and I'm just like, okay. I would like. I mean, it's good, but yeah. I want more. Verdict.
But listen to Man Man.
Yeah, Man Man's pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh, their album is finished. They're gonna get that out soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about that, but
Mr. Heavenly album is out this year.
The new Man Man album. That's a different thing.
I know, but
I'm super stoked for Mr. Heavenly, as we've discussed, I'm sure. But
how scared? Why are you scared?
I saw a bunch of live footage of some of the tracks they're working on. They were working on the road. Like, it was on the same account as the dude who had the Mr. Heavenly Portland concert.
Oh, right.
Yeah, he had a couple of songs that were, like, five or so that were being road tested. We'll see. Maybe they were super early, but...
I kind of noticed, listening to the progression of, like, the album, like, I went from the latest to the earliest, and I liked it progressively less the earlier, or the more recent I got. I think my favorite so far is Six Demon Bag.
Six Demon Bag is a fucking incredible album.
And Six Demon Bag is one of those albums that knows how to make a really good introduction.
Right.
Like, two songs out of the gate are, like, okay, Feathers and English Blood.
You know what's up with that album, like, immediately.
Like, right away, you know what you're in for. You get, like, the whole kind of vibe that's going on. And they're hard-hitting songs. Like, so good. Like... catchy in their own right, but still has a lot to it, and it's not too, you know, simple. And,
I'm surprised you don't think more of a Man with a Blue Turban in that way.
That's mine.
Because
I don't know why I didn't.
I've really come around to that
that's
album.
My, that's my
talking.
John.
talking about strong starts against the Peruvian Monsters. Fucking incredible.
I think when it comes to me, when I listen to an album, I usually like the album more if there's like two, at least like one or two songs that I really latch on to, and like Feathers and English Blood were like those songs that I don't know, I always go back to, and so that album just kind of it's a lot more brighter in my mind. I'm glad I started listening to them though, I don't know. I think I saw I did see the Mr. Heavenly concert, and I'll be honest, the only thing I really gave a shit about was Honus Honus.
No, I'm that album's gonna be really good. Like, that's a talented group of people there. Michael Cera is not an official member of the band, so.
Yeah, everyone stop effing around about Michael Cera. He's not in the band.
He should be.
No.
I want him to be.
I know you want him to be, but.
But that's when everyone thinks of Mr. Heavenly, now Michael Cera is the thing that they automatically think of, which, why?
Because people suck.
He toured with them.
The worst part about going to that concert is that when they came on stage, everyone was just taking pictures of Michael Cera. And going, oh god, he's so cute, baby. Meanwhile, they were fucking killing it. Like, they just, back-to-back awesome songs. And, nope, Michael Cera has this red hat.
Yeah, Pineapple Girl, dude.
Well, Pineapple Girl is okay for establishing the tone.
It's the one I can hear. They put on the single. It's like I have focused on those songs.
The best songs they have are not from that single. Those are just the first ones they have done.
Oh, yeah, that makes me excited.
Not at all.
Okay, I think I've been ignoring how much music I've actually listened to this year.
Yeah, you've listened to like 17 million albums or something.
Yeah, so here's what I'm going to do. The Aquabats, High Five Soup. Dude, that's fucking Aquabats.
Yeah.
Native Speaker, Braids. It's kind of interesting, but it wears on you. People's Key by Bright Eyes. What just happened to me? That was not a Bright Eyes album.
Is that good?
Good.
Dude, there is a song where they have double bass pedal on a breakdown.
Good. Wait, what? Wait, whoa, what?
Yeah.
Elaborate.
Go listen to Hey Hoon Stars. It's two J's. Maybe it's on YouTube. I don't know.
Did he finally grow up and stop crying about high school?
Yeah.
The world is ending. Connor Oberst is no longer pissed about the girl that wouldn't go to the dance.
Also, this is the last Bright Eyes album. That might help.
Oh, good. Awesome. That's great news.
The Dance Hall, British Sea Power. We talked about that. Top heavy. Cage the Elephant. Thank you. Happy birthday. Don't ever make me listen to that album ever again.
I was wondering, why the fuck do we take them seriously now? Like, the Borderlands song people? Really? What are we doing?
Yeah,
that
why?
Song was good.
It was not good. It was horribly annoying.
That song was great.
No. Showroom of Compassion by Cake.
Yeah.
I'm sad.
What? You didn't like it?
No.
Why not? We talked about this. Never mind.
We talked about how much I hated that album.
You know what? I listened to it, and I guess because I'm already a really big Cake fan, I was first of all, I was happy seeing an album from
them
again.
I can tell you're a big Cake fan, Fatty.
Shut the fuck up.
Cake might be my you know, because they're from Sacramento. I feel that we need a better band.
It sounded like more Cake, and I was okay with that. I don't know.
Federal funding was bad.
Yeah.
Federal funding was bad, but you know.
The best song on there is Mustache Man, but let's
move on. Keep going.
Yeah, Cloud Nothings.
Cloud Nothings are awesome.
Hey,
yeah,
cool.
I have not made it all the way through it yet.
I've listened to the single a few dozen times now.
So is the new album.
Do you like it?
It's okay. I'm still a little disappointed that he didn't realize what he had stumbled upon with Hey Cool Kid, but
I think that's just his sound for that. Let's take it as his sound for that.
At the same
however, Hey Cool Kid is the best thing he's ever done.
The upside for this is I can now analyze it deeply and make a career off it. What?
Hmm? Yeah.
Keep going.
Hmm? Whoa! Zonoscope, cut copy. I don't know. The King is Dead, Decemberus. That's more Decemberus, but with more harmonica.
I also like that.
Deerhoof versus Evil. It has to grow on you.
So is that good? Is that a thing?
It's a little. I've never listened to Deerhoof before.
Okay.
So it was a bit of a shock to hear how weird it was.
Yeah. No, I'm.
And so I listened to it again, and I was like, oh, this is okay.
It's as weird as people say the Flaming Lips are.
Yeah, which is actually not that weird.
Yeah,
that should be a good thing, right?
I don't know.
We'll skip Kaput Destroyer. DuckTales 3 Arcade Dynamics. That's actually kind of interesting.
Band name themselves fucking DuckTales. Give me a fucking break.
Angels of Darkness, Demons of Light 1 by Earth.
Is that a metal album?
It is a drone metal album.
Oh, good.
Ew. Doom metal?
No, drone
metal.
It's not doom
metal.
It's like almost Sun-O. Like it's. If you want
say,
no, but like not bad.
Sun-O's.
I was gonna say
Sun-O's not bad. Sun-O.
I don't like right, Sun-O. I also don't like... Yeah, okay. Right. I should probably listen to more Sunno, like actually.
The Sunno Boris album and Monoliths and Dimensions are the ones you want.
Okay, then I haven't listened to either of those.
Yeah. I guess Black One is pretty good.
All right. Old. Yeah, there's... That is an album that I kind of want to listen to while playing Red Dead Redemption.
All right.
That's kind of what that album wanted me to do, because that drone metal albums make you want to do things while right. listening to them.
Because otherwise, you're just like, for fuck's sake, what?
Like, why do I
time
why
is wasting. I'm going to die soon.
Quick side note, listening to albums while playing video games. Play Fallout New Vegas while listening to My Father Will Guide Me Up a Rope to the Sky.
That sounds just like the fucking worst idea.
Just do it. That was my first exposure to that album.
It would actually get me to the mood. Oh my god, I'm doing that today.
It's the best idea. Like, when I first listened to that album for review, I was playing Fallout New Vegas at the time. I'm like, oh god, I'm scared. Yeah.
Fallout New Vegas might be a good album to listen to Angels of Darkness with. So.
Do that.
Unlearned by Fergus and Geronimo is funny.
Is it? Is that good?
Yeah.
I think you should listen to it.
Alright. It's good.
Word.
Yeah, Cosmogramma, Alt Takes, Take What You Will. Those just are random pieces of crap that Flying Lotus threw out, and it's like, hey!
Are you looking for more Flying Lotus?
It's not more Flying Lotus, it's just a little... It's like almost like he's just saying, here are the string solos from the song, here, sample these. That's basically what he's saying.
That's fine.
I know, that is fine, but what I'm saying is like, don't
cool
expect, like yeah. doing
it's not Pattern and Grid World, it's just another way to look at Cosmogramma.
Yeah, yeah.
Our best electronic album of the
year. Kiss Each Other Clean, Iron and Wine.
Beard.
He has a beard.
Beard?
He cut his hair.
Yeah, beard.
He has a beard.
I'm into
anyway, that's my reaction to that album. Mogwai Hardcore Will Never Die. Not good.
Yeah.
What? Really?
I've never gotten the Mogwai thing.
I like Mogwai, but it's almost... too much them being themselves, but at the same time, we're gonna try to do something different.
Right.
So it's not Reno Pano all the way.
Port Entropy by Shugo Takamaro.
Okay.
It's really good.
All right.
Diapolon Smith Western.
The Smith Westerns.
Oh, that's what I listened to recently.
Okay.
Oops.
Is that a thing?
I wasn't a huge fan.
It's pretty good. I liked it.
I don't know. Weekend's a cool song. All Die Young's pretty good.
I've been listening to a lot of the weird garage rock stuff, and I was kind of into it. This is kind of how simple
it
was.
I'm kind of tired of it. I don't know. I've listened to a lot of music, so that's probably might be it.
Well, because there's been a lot of garage rock sounding stuff lately, I feel.
Well, it's because...
So.
Got a Rainbow's, Tell Quality.
So, this is where you can afford to record.
Right. No. It's so cheesy.
I liked it. Whatever.
Yeah. It's so cheesy, and I don't want to listen to it.
What else, Andrew? Oh, actually,
my internet's probably
freaking out,
so
this
is probably the point where I'll be editing it.
There's a problem with the call. Hold on while we try to get the call back.
Out with a whimper, not a bag.
There's a problem with Andrew's internet connection because it fucking sucks a dick. It sucks two dicks.
Like two of them.
There's a problem with the call. Hold on while we try to get the call back.
At the same time.
All right.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. I just need to make sure the part. That's the part where I fix. All right. So, yeah. Got a Rainbows by Telequality. Not a...
Yeah.
Fucking hang out. Tell Quality, don't do that to me. Cape Dory Tennis.
Yep.
Hey,
talked about that.
Want pop music? Red Bark Tree by Wire. Best, maybe the best way to represent your band in this year that has existed since the 70s. I don't know. And Yuck by Yuck.
Word.
I don't want to say Yuck self-titled because it's more fun to say Yuck by Yuck.
Right. Yuck by Yuck
and,
West.
If you like Sonic Youth, maybe you'll like that.
No.
Which is basically no to either of us.
Yeah. Sonic Youth is for old men.
And hey, get one more women's song. Bullfight.
Yeah. Oh, word. Yeah.
Anyway, that's it.
Okay. Are we out of music to talk about?
That's it for me. And new Fleet Foxes song. They finally announced that.
Hey,
so
that's
going
to be awesome. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I listened to that. That was good.
All right. So I'm done with my shit.
Yeah. Matt, you got anything else you want to talk about?
No. He mentioned the last one, which was just the Smith Westerns. That was all
okay, I'm
really.
Tired.
All right. No, I'm good. All right. So that's going to do it for podcast.
What do we want to do next week? Is there anything?
What is next week?
I don't even fucking know.
I Let's talk about Aquabats. No.
Let's talk about the Aquabats.
Let's have a career. Let's talk about the Aquabats career.
They do our Stooges career retrospective.
Hey, pool party.
No, but at the same time, it's also an Aquabats career perspective.
Let's just talk about Yo Gabba Gabba and how awesome
it is. Yo Gabba Gabba is maybe the coolest children's show to ever be, like, available to children these days. Like, the Flaming Lips.
Yo Gabba Gabba's fucking great.
I want to work on that show, because that sounds like a fun thing to do. If I have kids and I get a chance to work on anything kids-related, dude, I want to work for Yo Gabba Gabba.
You'd probably be the guy in one of the costumes.
That's cool with me.
All right, let's see what's coming out this month, because let's face it.
Yeah.
It might be a month.
I have that Pitchfork release guide.
Yeah, yuck. No.
Yuck, let's not talk about that.
Hey, let's review. Now that's what I call music 37.
Yep.
Really?
Yes.
Sure.
I don't want to be made to listen to that. I'm sorry.
Can we listen to all 37 of them?
I've listened to a lot of shit, okay?
Well, listen to more shit.
God damn it.
There's even stuff on here that I don't recognize, so really.
Really? Wow. Okay.
Yeah. But that's because I don't pay attention to pop
music.
That's
kind of what I do. Yeah, that's how I roll.
Yeah.
Just pick one.
Like a G6 is actually a thing? I didn't know that.
Yeah,
that's an actual song.
That's on here. Yeah, 3X by Chris Brown.
Like a G6.
I mean, it's just
like
three times. Say three times. Like, really? Do you need to give a specific? Do you need to specify how many times I need to say yeah? Like, can I go? Can I go four times? No, he doesn't. Yeah, does he? He doesn't say clap your hands. Say yeah three times.
Yeah,
that would be better if he did.
Yeah.
Or shake your ass.
In this house.
It would actually be better if he said shake your ass, say yeah three times. That would be so much better.
Shake your ass and clap your head, say yeah three times.
No, just shake your ass, say yeah three times.
And then he does a vocal hook on the song.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, what is this shit?
It's just the beat. The beat is just...
I would like to note very quickly that on now 37... they have Whip My Hair and No Hands back to back.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Can I get a MediaFire link for this now?
Should we just listen to Walk a Flock of Flame and, like, actually...
No.
Actually do that?
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, let's do it. Let's talk about Waka Flocka.
We're going to talk about
Waka
Flocka.
I'm going to hate
it. Flame when we get on here.
Yeah.
Because I hate the sampling and the producer for that thing.
Yeah.
Are we really doing that?
This is the thing.
It's a bad idea.
This is the worst idea.
Really bad idea.
We'll see you next time on the podcast.
The Fower Podcast.
Podcast. What's that?
Woo! Podcast! See you next week.